Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, it's not too late. You can still get stuff for the holidays. Go to OTRWesterns.com/Amazon. Again, OTRWesterns.com/Amazon. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, November 14th, 1941, and the title is False Dispatches. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
California rose to fabulous heights of wealth and power. One of these was Arnold Gearson, whose wealth reached out to develop the vast resources of the far west. Unlike the thousands of gold seekers, adventurers, and parasites who sought to grab only what they could hold in their hands, Arnold Gearson was in the far west to stay. Gearson saw the growing influx of the disreputable elements and knew that they could and would destroy what he and others like him had wrested from this land of promise. He decided to strike at the heart, the infamous Barbary Coast. In an effort to stamp out the viciousness, Gearson sought for and found the Lone Ranger. This masked rider of mystery, though reluctant to leave the plains and mountains of the cattle country, answered the call and soon found himself fighting a new type of criminal in the Barbary Coast. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver! Watch your big toe!
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had left their horses on a dark stretch of shore where waves chunked lazily against the rotting piles. They made their way through a tunnel that led to the cellar beneath the Thunderbolt Cafe.
The Thunderbolt's been dark since we got the evidence to put Gimlet in jail, Tonto. I'm not convinced that all activity has stopped.
There may be closed upstairs rooms at Cafe, but worse crimes than cellar.
Wait right here a minute, Kimo Sadi.
We may be making light here.
Pitch dark. Now, I know where we are. This is a cellar room with a thunderbolt. Right above us is a trap door in Gimlet's office.
Oh, that right.
This is just one room of the cellar. I'm sure there are others.
This small room. Thunderbolt, big place. Must be plenty other rooms.
I want to find the records Gimlet must have kept. Cafe above is barely ransacked.
Nothing found there.
Feel around the walls for a door. Must be one. I don't want to risk a light. We might have.
What matter?
Tonto, I thought I heard voices when I passed this wall. Come over here. Hold your ear against these stones.
Wait. You stand right here. Me see thread of light.
Yes. The plaster between the stones is broken away. There's a room beyond this wall, and there's a light in it.
Get here close.
I can hear men talking in there.
Me hear them.
Do you make out what they're saying?
No. Me not hear them that good.
The crack isn't wide enough to see through.
Oh.
Out of the shot.
The next room.
No. No, no.
Listen. Someone's close to the wall. We can hear.
I didn't do it. You can't say it. I didn't do it.
Me hear them now.
Brain farm writer. Tonto, there's some means of getting into that room. We've got to do it. These cellars have secret doors concealed.
There we are.
Come on, Tommy.
Who are you anyway? What are you doing down here?
Who are you? Did the boss send you here?
The boss told me to keep watch. You came in from the tunnel, didn't you?
Why not?
I heard you. Stand still now, don't make a move. I'm going to signal for the boss.
Great work, Tom.
Find
the background. He got in through a door. Make a light now.
Here, take that match.
That's
The Lone Ranger and Tonto raced through total darkness towards the faint light that came from the mouth of the tunnel near the sea. Back of him, he could hear the angry yells of men punctuated by blind shots.
Lone Ranger! Let's get that tunnel! Get him! Tell him to get away!
Good thing they didn't have a guard at the tunnel's mouth.
That's right.
Here, Silver.
Come, Scout.
I'll give those mad dogs something to think about.
You shoot him?
I'm shooting at the ceiling of that tunnel. Let those rats dodge a hail of shot stones.
Here's the boy!
Ready?
Mouth of tunnel.
Be ready.
And ride.
Get him up.
Count. Come on, Silver.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto dashed along the beach to the outskirts of town, one thought remained in the masked man's mind. The unidentified voice beyond the stone wall. The voice of a man in abject terror. Someone was framed for murder. Who? Why? As the Lone Ranger, knowing what transpired after his escape from the dank, dungeon-like cellars, he might have been forewarned. A well-dressed man whose clean-shaven face was far different from the greasy, bearded ones around him sat apart while cursing men discussed the escape.
One more score against him.
I've got a dozen nicks where hunks of rock hit me.
When he opened up with those guns, it was like a dozen men.
Wait till I get my hands on him. He won't die easy. I'll see to that.
Shut up, all of you. He's nothing but a patchy yellow horse rat.
Hold on, Dagger.
Don't tell me to hold on, Sim. You had him in the redskin. You had him in the next cellar. What'd you wait for? Why didn't you shoot him and be done with it?
I didn't know who they were. It was dark in there.
Dark? Yeah, you know his voice, don't you? Who else is it that speaks like he does?
Well, Calkins there speaks good. There's a lot of Nob Hill men that came straight from the east and brought an education along with them.
They'll sit over there and lick your wounds like a pack of curs you are. They got a penny for Calkins.
Please, Mr. Dagger.
The name's Dagger. There's no mister to it.
Yes.
Stand up. Take a look at that man stretched out on the floor. Poor gut. Wasn't bad enough that an old wound fixed his voice so he could hardly talk. You had to kill him.
But I didn't do it.
What?
Dagger, I don't know why you're claiming me for a murder. I never harmed any of you.
Neither did Gustin. There he is. Dead as a discarded snakeskin.
You shot him, Dagger. You know you did.
Right here in this room are a dozen men that saw you shoot him, Coffin. Listen to this. Star.
Yes?
Why'd Coffin steal Gussie?
He owed Gussie money. Lost it gambling. I was in the cafe when he lost it.
Why, that's a lie.
Don't call me a liar.
You, Sam. What'd you say?
Well, it was simple enough, Dagger. Coffin told Gussie he couldn't pay. Gussie said he'd collect one way or another. Then Coffin shot him.
The rest of the boys have their stories all set, Coffin. They'll sign statements before they leave here. Well, then we'll talk terms. Too bad Sim is here let the Lone Ranger get away. If he'd have killed him, he would have needed you.
What do you want?
Well, you're employed in Arnold Gearson's home. Ain't that true?
Yes.
You drifted down to the coast here to see what it was like. That's where you made your mistake. You got a line on where you work.
After all, Calkins, you're lucky. You can come out of this with a whole skin. Lots of men that come here where there ain't no business to be end up on an outbound ship.
Shut up, Sim. I'm talking.
Go ahead.
Calkins, we got orders from the boss to get the Lone Ranger. You know that Pearson is back in the Lone Ranger and he's fighting against the Barbary Coast.
I don't know anything about it.
I'm telling you.
Yes,
sir. Pearson is having a big party tomorrow night, ain't he?
Yes.
It's a fancy dress affair. It'll be mighty gay, I expect. All the swells will be there.
Yes.
How about the Lone Ranger?
I don't know.
He'll be there, won't he?
I don't know.
If he is, find out how he's dressed. That's all we want to know.
But how can I find it?
Well, that's your problem, Coffin. If you don't get the Lone Ranger tomorrow night, the law gets you the following day.
But how'll I let you know when I find the Lone Ranger?
Well, me or one of my men will be in the rear of the house near the window of Gearson's library. You just open that window. Somebody will be there.
I'll do my best.
No, you'd better. Your life depends on it. Guard, blindfold him and take him out.
But wait a minute.
That's all I want of you, Coffin.
Come on, turn around here.
You boys go over that table and write out the statements I told you to write. Then we'll have the evidence we need against Calkins, and it'll stand in any court of law.
All right, Calkins. Blindfold will do. Get going. Walk straight ahead. Don't try to remember where this place is or how to get
him. Well, we got him the way we want him. can get up now, Dusty.
How'd you do?
Well, it's good enough to get by, but it's a good thing you were too scared to notice your clothes. You moved a few times while you was on the floor.
Cockins didn't see.
Yeah, that's all right. But remember this, Justin. You let yourself be seen, Cockins will know you ain't dead. And I'll lose my hold on him, so make sure that he don't see you.
I'll make sure.
Maybe after tomorrow night it won't matter.
Dagger.
Well, now what's the matter?
Are you really going through with it?
Through with what?
Killing the Lone Ranger.
Am I going through with it? Are you asking it just to be smart, or are you really asking it?
Seems like a mighty big undertaking.
Why is it? You had him right there in the dark. All you had to do was shoot, and you'd have had the Lone Ranger.
I know, but
that could have made too much trouble already. He's got Gimlet in jail awaiting trial. He sent Stark Larson shooting the sea with a whole shipload of Raven's best pals for a crew. He stirs things up to such a degree that the whole Barbary Coast will be spoiled for men in our business unless he's done away with. You bet we're going to kill the Lone Ranger. We got orders. Bye.
The following evening was one of gaiety on Nob Hill. The mansion of Arnold Gearson was brilliant with thousands of lights. The guests all wore masks, but the hearty laugh of Arnold Gearson betrayed him instantly.
Well, that's the best joke I've heard in the Blue Moon, yes? Cautions,
may I speak to you alone at this moment?
Very well. Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, of course.
You step out of here, Cawkins. I think we'll be able to talk to home. Well, what is it?
Perhaps my suspicions are unfounded. But you have had an experience with those villains from the Barbary Coast.
Well, what about them?
You've seen the masked ball. It would be possible for some undesirable characters to slip in and mingle unnoticed, wouldn't it?
What are you getting at?
One fellow in particular, sir. He's dressed as an Indian.
Well?
There he is, sir, at the far end of the hall. He hasn't left that spot all evening. And his face isn't masked. His disguise is so perfect, he needs no mask.
Why, Corkin, that man's not disguised.
Disguised?
I know. That's a good one. Yeah, he really is an Indian. Oh. Yeah, that's Tonto. He came here with the Lone Ranger.
Mm-hmm. I didn't suspect the Lone Ranger was here.
Well, he is.
Masked, of course.
Yes, Corkin. My mother felt as you do. She knew there'd be a lot of people here. She knows that I have made a few enemies. He felt it would be possible for some of those to enter the house.
I see.
He asked the Lone Ranger to be here.
You noticed him among the guests?
Well, he is here. Mother took him upstairs, and in spite of all his objections, got him into a costume.
Fortunately, she had a costume for him.
Well, it was her father's. The uniform he wore in the Revolutionary War.
Oh. And it's the Lone Ranger who wears the Colonial Army uniform.
Yes, that's right. But I'm quite sure we have no enemies in the house. If that was worrying you, you may put your mind at rest.
Thank you. My mind is at rest now. I can go to the library and tell those men how the Lone Ranger is dressed.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scene, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Cawkins, a servant in Arnold Gearson's home, has learned how the Lone Ranger is costumed at a fancy dress ball. Waiting his chance, he slipped into the unoccupied library and opened the window.
Anyone here?
That you, Cawkins?
Yes.
It took you long enough. You've been waiting here in the garden for an hour.
I know. But I had to wait my chance to find out what you wanted to know.
Did you find out?
Yes. The Lone Ranger is here.
How's he dressed?
The one that's dressed as a revolutionary soldier. His Indian friend isn't disguised at all.
All right.
and get the Lone Ranger to this room.
But that wasn't part of the agreement. That was only to find out.
Do you want to stick to the letter of the agreement, or do you want to be a free man? If I tell Dagger that you ain't willing to help, you let the law know who killed Dusty.
But I didn't get him.
Might as well have done so. You will hang for it. I'll go and get him to come to this room. Leave the window open so we can get a good clear shot at him.
How many of you are there?
Me and Star. Get going now and don't waste time.
Hawkins waited in the hall and watched for the Lone Ranger to detach himself from the other guests. The tall man, dressed as a Continental soldier, came out of the ballroom. The servant approached.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
I happen to know who you are.
Is that so?
May I say that all of us in this household owe a great debt to you.
Are you sure you're speaking to the right one?
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. You saved Miss Sally's life.
Nobody's in debt to me, Hawkins.
All the same, sir, we...
Let us hope that the conditions that put Miss Sally in danger will be corrected.
Yes, sir. By the way, there's someone who is most anxious to speak to you.
I hope no one will know I was here.
This is someone special in the library.
Who?
I cannot give the name. But if you'll just step in there for a moment.
Very well.
Right this way.
Well, just a minute.
It won't take but a moment.
Hawkins, you were off duty last night, weren't you?
Yes.
Where were you?
I went to the theater.
I see. There's something familiar about your voice.
There's the library. If you'll step in.
The window's open. I thought Mr. Gearson was quite particular about keeping the windows closed and locked.
I just opened it to air out the room. Go right in, sir.
Hawkins, what's the matter?
Nothing at all, sir.
Just a minute.
If you'll step in.
We'll stay out here in the hall. Close that door.
Please, sir. That is, if you don't care to see someone...
Stop it. Why do you want me to go into that room?
It doesn't matter. I think I've got to go and see about refreshing.
Stay here. Why am I to enter the library?
Oh, please.
All right, I'll find out. Take off your coat.
What are you doing?
Removing my jacket and hat.
Sir, if Mr. Gibson...
Put on my hat and jacket and go into that library ahead of me.
No.
Why not? What are you afraid of?
Please, sir, I don't...
I thought I was noticed something. Come to join us. You're going to do one of two things. You're going into that room or tell why you're afraid to.
What matters?
All right, Hawkins. Never mind. Otto, take Hawkins to one of the unused rooms and hold him. I'm going outside.
Jimmy, I'm getting doggone tired of waiting.
What else can we do?
Oh, nothing, I suppose. But when we've done our job, I'm going to make that fool servant pay for wasting so much of our time. I could be at one of the feral games making money instead of standing here in the garden waiting for a shot at the Lone Ranger.
Better wait here and do as we're told. Dagger won't like it if we get back without getting that mask, man.
You think that servant told us the truth?
Sure he did. He didn't have the nerve to lie. He knows Dagger's got a murder to hold over his head.
Yeah, that's so.
Maybe the gent he mentioned is dressed like a Revolutionary War soldier is dancing or something.
Maybe.
Wait.
Huh?
Did you hear something?
No, what?
Thought I heard someone moving. Rustle of silk, something like that.
That's your imagination working overtime.
Hang it all, why don't we see the critter?
Jimmy.
Huh?
I've been wondering. You think there's any way that Carlton could have learned that Dusty wasn't dead at all?
How could he?
Well, Dagger got him because he hung around the coast playing cards. Now he's got friends there that told him Dusty was still alive, wasn't dead at all.
Oh, now Dusty was still alive. No one but Dagger and our own man.
Hey, Jim, look.
Oh. Well, hang it all. Gearson and some of his friends have moved into the library. Now we can't get a shot at the Lone Ranger until they move out again. Well, let's all make ourselves comfortable. We've got a doggone long wait ahead of us.
While Jim and Scar waited outside the library, the Lone Ranger hurried to a room in the house and changed to his customary clothes, replacing the fancy dressed mask with his own familiar one. Then he went to Tonto and the servant Calkin.
Calkin, I overheard something. You're living in fear of the gallows, and that's why you were going to lead me to my death.
But I...
Stop trembling.
It was my life.
Some way, you got into the clutches of Dagger and his men.
I gambled with them. I didn't mean anything wrong. I was framed. They took me to some underground place, and they killed a man in cold blood. They have it fixed so I can be proved guilty of the murder. If you're not dead by morning, the police will come to take me.
Now listen to me. Dusty is not dead.
But I saw
him. I tell you, he's alive and well. It was all framed to scare you.
can't believe that.
You think Lone Ranger tell what not true?
Are you sure you've made no mistake?
I've made no mistake. Now, here's what you've got to do, and you're going to do it. Or I'll let Dagger and his men go through with their plans for tomorrow.
Jimmy, maybe there'll be some action now. Pearson has just left the library. There's no one in there.
No, Calkins, it's better do what he was told, or he'll wish he had.
There ain't much we can do if he refuses.
Maybe that's what you think. But I know ways to make him sweat.
There he is. He's in the room.
That's Calkins again. Why don't he send the Lone Ranger in there? He's the one we want to crack at. Hey,
what is it? Jimmy, he's got a gun. Look.
It's all gone.
He shot him. We've got to get out of here. That chap will bring a crowd. In the open window will make him look out here. Come on, Calkins can't help us now.
Jim and Scar raced from Knob Hill and made their way as quickly as possible to the Barbary Coast. They went into one of the many cafes.
There's Dagger. Good thing we found him quick. Well, did you get him?
No, we didn't.
That's a funny thing. We didn't have the chance, Dagger. We saw Calkins. We found out how the Lone Ranger was dressed. We were waiting for a chance to get a shot at him. Then Calkins turned yellow on us.
He'll pay for that.
But, Dagger, it's too late.
Why is it too late?
Calkins came into the room where the Lone Ranger is supposed to be. Took out a gun and shot himself.
Well, of all the cars.
He had the light out of there and plenty fast.
We didn't see hiding our hair, the Lone Ranger.
Come on. Where to, boss? You gotta tell the rest of the boys. Go to that Knob Hill place and get the Lone Ranger.
How can you?
You know he's there, don't you?
Sure, but how can
he's gotta leave, ain't he? All right, we'll camp near that white horse of his and get him as he leaves. Yeah, hang it all. Why didn't you men think of doing that in the first place? Mud.
Where's the others again?
Well, right here across the street.
Just a little
sure he is. Come on in. This is a nice, quiet place.
Yeah, there's Gusty now.
Boys!
Hi, boss. What's new?
Is it this kid?
No. Crossing shot himself. We gotta go get the Lone Ranger ourselves. I didn't want to run the risk that we could have avoided it, but now we got no choice. We've got the job of getting the Lone Ranger. Now let's get going.
No,
you can come along with us, Justin.
Chris. You all of us.
Oh, there he is, the masked man.
Come here.
There's his white horse.
Have you been looking for someone?
Get him! Oh!
Good work, fellow.
Need get anyone else that reach for guns.
Behind you, man, is a fellow who can handle a bullwhip.
How'd you get here?
You haven't had much to say. Who are you?
What's you?
You're the man I want.
Hold on, I ain't got
you're Gusty. Hold the rope around the other tunnel. I'll use my own whip to take Gusty with him.
Boys! Boys, he's throwing the whip around me. He dragged me to his horse.
Get that rope off me! Get them, Toto.
Me got him all roped in big news.
Hold tight.
Come on.
Let me go. I send them to you.
You come, Gusty. You're going for a ride with me.
You got him?
Yes, Toto. Get away.
Get him.
Come on, Silver.
Leaving the fodder sprawling in soft mud, the Lone Ranger carried Gusty in the saddle with him and headed back to Knob Hill. The party had broken up, but Gearson, acting on instructions, had a lawman and two assistants on hand, and the Lone Ranger forced Gusty ahead of him into the room.
There he is.
Oh, you're the man that's supposed to be dead. Sit down there.
Sorry to use your home for this, Gearson.
You're welcome to use my home in any way you want. I can't think of a better use for it than to help justice.
Gusty, you're in a bad spot. You know that?
I didn't do nothing.
You were part of a scheme to kill me.
Oh, Lord.
Dagger and his men got statements together. Sworn statements that prove, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that Calkins murdered you. Isn't that true?
Yes.
In other words, there is proof that you're dead.
Don't say that.
If you're found dead tomorrow morning, Calkins will be charged with a murder, won't he?
I suppose he will.
Dagger and his men will see to that. They have ample proof.
What are you with me?
Information. I want you to sit at that table and write out everything you know about Dagger, the crooked games he's in, the people he's killed, and proof of crimes enough to put him and his men in jail and keep them there.
No, I can't do that.
Gusty, you can't refuse.
But I can't.
I'll show you why. Come in, Calkins.
Calkins.
There ain't life for a corpse.
But did you shut yourself?
Not yet.
They were mistaken, Gusty. Now let me tell you what Dagger and his men will do in the morning. They'll be mad because I'm still alive. As you saw tonight, they know I'm still alive. They've got mud in their ears to prove it. When they learn that Calkins is still alive, they'll get square with him. They'll let it be known that Calkins killed you.
And I won't take it without making you pay. If I'm to be charged with murder, I might as well be guilty.
I'm not dead.
That's just the point, Gusty. In the morning, Dagger will want to charge Calkins with a murder. And to do that, there'll have to be a corpse. And you'll be that corpse. Dagger has to kill you, or he can't use his statements against Calkins.
No, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Let me go. Let me have a chance. Give me a couple hours to get out of town.
You have a chance. But Dagger, Jim, Star, and all the rest in jail. There are lawmen here. They have others waiting outside. They have horses and guns, and they're ready to make arrests.
Get them all in jail. You won't need me then.
Well, if you can furnish evidence enough to hold them in jail.
I can't. That's going to use me as a corpse to kill me to help their schemes. Then I'll feed them to the dogs to save my neck. I'll show you how to get to the headquarters, how to get all the evidence you need. This statement of murders, proof of smuggling, everything you need. Come on, get it.
Come on, Sheriff.
Me go too?
Yes, Otto. You come too. And bring your whip.
I don't know what to say.
Relax, Coulson. You're not a bad man. You're one more victim of the Barbary Coast.
Thank you, sir.
One more reason the Lone Ranger wants to smash the Barbary Coast.
You ask me, sir. I think he'll do it.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.